agreement whenever we did the motions for the distribution of the funds.
There was
we need to approve each agreement with each entity?
I think we're just approving this form. We approved each entity with the amount already.
Right.
As noted in the minutes. I think we're just approving.
And then whenever we approve the payroll, or not the accounts payable, then we'll be approving that.
Yes, sir.
And
it's noted on there that Mrs. Duckworth will be going through the items and listing and filling out the blanks on each agreement. And I'm sure she'll probably be working with Jonas also.
Move to approve the agreement for county distribution. Move to approve the county distribution agreement of CARES Act funds.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for disposable face mask, 100,000 or more, number 20-094.
Move to approve the agreement for disposable face masks signed between Taney County and Positech USA, labeled as primary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for disposable face masks signed between Taney County and Los Angeles Rubber Company, labeled as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve agreement for disposable face masks signed between Taney County and PPE Trade and Support LLC, labeled as tertiary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Equipment proposal number 20-095S, Sheriff, and I need to read a quick statement here. Equipment proposal. There was an equipment failure to the one and only commercial washer located in the jail facilities. The washer was installed when the judicial facility was constructed and therefore 13 years old. This machine is very large and is unique to the required operation and extremely critical with respect to the service it provides around the clock. This purchase will prevent a disruption in services.
I think our maintenance person is going to speak to that. That's his statement.
The one we have is going out. The bear is still operating somewhat. It's going to take about $7,000 to replace the parts for the existing one. So we've been in the works to try to get a new one as quickly as possible before it does completely go out.
And it's the only means to do any of the laundry there in the
It is the only. We have one down there, and it's not at 100%. It is working, but not well.
This falls under the emergency event procurement per statute 50.780.2. So move to approve the equipment purchase. Excuse me, move to approve this equipment proposal for the emergency purchase of a commercial washer for the jail facilities not to exceed $13,650.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for Safety Eyewear number 20-093. County Commission. I have a letter dated September 4, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement buying between Sentinel Emergency Solutions and Taney County and approves the agreement as to form.
Is this for the fire departments?
Sentinel was who that they were, we had to enter in the agreement with.
Was that at least for the...
The fire department had an agreement, and I don't think we could purchase, if memory is correct.
This says...
I get who is this for?
Circuit Court of Taney County.
Oh, this is not the court? I mean, this is not the fire department one on the...
I'm looking. Well, now there's a Western Taney County.
Yeah. They had...
That's who they are.
My memory was is they had an agreement. In order for the county to purchase...
Oh, that's where it is.
Okay. It is the fire department.
Okay.
So is this... Instead of them... Is this part of the safety stuff that we agreed?
Yes, with? We're purchasing it under the CARES Act, but in order for us to purchase it, we had to enter the agreement.
Gotcha.
To get that price. And the attorney went over the agreement. And
who to approve the agreement for safety eyewear buying between Taney County and Sentinel Emergency Solutions of Arnold, Missouri?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Safety Eyewear N95 Mask and Related Equipment number 20-087, County Commission. I have a letter dated September 4, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the above reference agreement by and between MEMCO Safety Supply in Taney County and approves the agreement as to form.
These are for the maintenance departments. This is for the county use. Sheila, do you know anything about this?
I heard some talk on it, but I'm not clear on. I need to. I think we mentioned the last time about the number in the 48, but I can't remember exactly at all.
Do we already have these, or is this something that's...
Yeah. Scott may be able to help us on it, I don't know. Scott T., I don't know. It does seem like it was the maintenance that was discussing this. I'm not certain. It says maintenance on it.
Yeah, the quotations, Taney County Maintenance Department. Yeah.
I think it's what he presented to us.
Is it one that he asked for?
I think so. I'd rather he say that for certain.
There he is.
Hey, Scott, we got a question for you.
Yes.
That's what you needed, was it not?
This is the one. This is one that Renee has done.
Okay. Just a purchase for the maintenance department.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So these are needed for the maintenance department?
Yes, these are.
Okay. Thank you.
Move to approve the agreement for safety eyewear, N95 masks, and related equipment by and between Taney County and MIMCO Safety Supply.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we'll go back up the agenda to levy hearing. We are scheduled for a levy hearing pursuant to 137.055 of the revised Missouri statutes. Taney County does hereby call a public hearing to determine the levy to be set for Taney County's general revenue and road and bridge department on September 8th at 9:30 a.m. in the county commission room.
The intent is always to roll it back to where it equals zero, so there is no personal property real estate tax for road and bridge or general county revenue.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's going to be the same intent this year.
It will be. We just want to be sure that the...
We just want to make sure that the numbers are accurate to accomplish that.
And Donna, the way I'm reading it, on the assessed value...
Oh, is she still there?
The TIF values isn't necessary to the TIF to be included in that, even though the county does not get that on the real estate. On the assessed value, where you've got data don't include TIF values, and that's a statute, we do not have to include the TIF value.